Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we discuss the slot manufacturing world with Steve Walther, the Senior Director of Marketing and Product Development for Konami Gaming. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos. Steve Walther recently added marketing to his product management duties at Konami Gaming. Walther has a 20-year history in gaming on the supplier side, working for such companies as Aristocrat and Aruze. At Konami, he is responsible for global product planning, lifecycle support, performance analysis, which includes gathering and prioritizing product and customer requirements, defining the product vision and roadmap, and building product launch and marketing strategies while working closely with internal departments to ensure execution. He spoke with me at the Konami offices in Las Vegas in May. Yes, I told you that the light goes up and down. Don't you notice how the wheel goes round? And you better pick yourself up. Steve Walther, thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. It's good to sit down with you. We saw each other at NAGA in San Diego a few weeks ago, and I was just amazed at some of the product you had on the floor, so I'm glad we could sit down.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, your role, we haven't talked on mic here since you've been promoted, so congratulations for that.
Thank you.
So explain, you know, how your role has changed as a result of the restructuring of management recently.
Well, I'm now looking after the marketing group, mm-hmm. so handling marketing events, promotions, communications, as well as continuing my duties looking after the product management group, both on the game side
right.
and the system side of the business.
Okay. So let's talk about the product planning to begin with. What are you bringing forward these days, and are you changing the way the roadmap is laid out for the company's products?
I think we're pretty consistent in what we're doing with mm-hmm. our core gaming products, the slot products, etc. Recently, we've brought out some new cabinets. We've diversified our Concerto collection,
right.
both with originally with a slant. That was the first mm-hmm. thing we did to diversify Concerto. And then recently with the upright single-screen cabinets, the Concerto
right.
Crescent and the mm-hmm. Concerto Stack. Those are the games that we've recently brought out. We showed those at NIGA.
Right.
They
mm-hmm.
got some good review on them as well. And so far in the early going on the casinos that we placed them in, the performance has been fantastic.
Right. Now, isn't there like five common factors to each Concerto game?
Yes. Well, each of the Concertos has that sleek black finish,
right.
that a track lighting, that digital
mm-hmm.
topper,
right.
an LCD mm-hmm. button deck to it as well. And those, what's common with the slants and the uprights were the 227-inch high-definition displays, but in the upright it's 243. Crescent 43-inch display,
right?
Or also in the stack, it's a vertical 43-inch display.
Okay,
so those are the common elements,
right? And that has that help you design games for that cabinet itself, or is the cabinet kind of designed to transform to the game?
Well, the cabinet serves a very important function of being able to attract people to playing mm-hmm. the game. So we build this lighting element, we build the sleek interface so that people can see it, be attracted to it. But it's really the content of the game that keeps the players there and,
mm-hmm.
And
okay.
makes the players happy. So when we look at two different form factors, we have the dual screen and the single screen. Those are two very different approaches to how we design our games. It's a very different playing field.
Right.
Different attract elements in both. So
okay.
we do come up with a game design, and then we find the appropriate platform for us to do it on.
Okay. Well, you know, we were blown away by the Castlevania game that you showed us. I mean, that was a pretty incredible game. Give us the genesis of that game and how it's been received by your customers so far.
Well, Castlevania is pretty near and dear to the Konami heart, and,
mm-hmm.
and for anybody that had been playing video games from the early days in the 80s on the Nintendo-style
sure.
game
mm-hmm.
systems, and Castlevania itself on the console games has had almost 30 versions of it
mm-hmm.
over the life, so
right.
it's a very popular brand for Konami, and we felt that if we were going to bring it to Konami Gaming, we had to treat it right, and
right.
so what we've done mm-hmm. is we've kind of created a hybrid of various different versions of Castlevania
mm-hmm.
with some homage back to the 8-bit versions all the way up to the more modern
right.
3D rendered style graphics versions of Castlevania. At the heart of our game is a romance story,
mm-hmm.
Belmont, looking to rescue his princess from, you know, the evil Dracula, so to speak. And what you do is you play the slot game, and sometimes you get wilds, and you you earn this opportunity to play in the Castlevania game. And then when you play the Castlevania game, you're rolling basically a random dice to move you along the board. And if you get to Dracula's castle, then you have this amazing 3D battle with Dracula and his minions using a slot machine style play mechanic that's familiar to people that like to play slot machines, but also has fun and excitement and entertainment that is pays good homage to Castlevania and the brand.
Sure. Well, the graphics were definitely eye-popping. I mean, just to see those 3D versions fighting each other, chopping heads off.
And that's part of the thing. Well, it's the heads were of skeletons.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so
yes,
we,
skeletons.
We'll be clear here. We only decapitate the undead.
Right.
So the idea is, if you have that palette of that 43-inch curved display on the Concerto Crescent, you can use these high-definition graphics and all their color and glory, and it really involves you into the game. So you're the character, and you're taking part in this experience that's unique to Castlevania, and we think people are going to resonate with it well. And so far, the operators that we've shown it to have appreciated some of those finer details.
Okay, great. Well, another game that has its genesis in the video games of Konami is the Frogger, and you debuted that as a skill game recently at Level Up at MGM Grand here in Las Vegas, and it got some really good movement there on the first day you were out there. How's it been performing so far?
It's been doing well for the location for where it's at, and it's hitting our targets for the demographics that we're going for. It's a Frogger Get Hoppin' is the name of the game. It's the first skill-based game that was approved in Nevada for their new innovation beta program. Mm-hmm. And it also was the first game in Nevada that was allowed under the SB9 regulation that passed. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy that Konami could participate in trying to help revolutionize the gaming industry by integrating a variable payback into the games. Mm-hmm. And so Frogger Get Hoppin' allows you immediately to play the slot machine as a skill-based game. So you move that frog. It's all about you and your skill, and it's a race against the clock and the trucks and the alligators that are known for Frogger to get the highest possible score. And depending upon your score, it helps improves your odds and payout of the game. So you really truly feel the skill. Your experience is skill, which is different than, say, some of the pseudo-skill games in the past where you've played a slot machine for a chance to play a skill-based bonus. Mm-hmm. So this really does allow people to play the game for skill first, and then compete against each other. And so when you look at something like the leaderboards that we put on it, you and your buddies can compete by playing to see who gets the highest score, all while having the opportunity to win some money along at the side. So it's really resonated well with the group that we're looking for. We're in the process of expanding it out to further sites.
I was in there a couple of weekends ago, and there was the younger crowd was certainly playing there. Of course, that whole area attracts the younger crowd, but they seemed to be enjoying it, and everybody, and it was really kind of a community game because people were leaning over the shoulders and watching the person playing the game. So, is that what you're trying to achieve there?
Well, we're really hoping for the social aspects of these games, and you know, the leaderboard is a key tenet of that, and being able to play. I mean, you've got a 15 seconds to play the game as fast as you can. So it's a real quick experience. It's affordable. People can play. They can compete. They can look at it, and they all gather around the outside. It's very similar to when you were passing around the arcades and when the game first came out in the arcades. Although in this case, not only can you compete with your friends, but you have the chance to win a little bit of money to go along with it.
Okay.
And I think it's working.
Great. So you mentioned this was one of the first things for the innovation beta in Nevada here. I interviewed A.G. Burnett last week, and he was very proud of that. How was it working with the regulators to get this off the ground?
I think the process was really good. It was the AGEM group put together a committee that worked very closely with the board and with the lab to develop fair-minded regulations that match along with the rules that were passed and some fair-minded test standards that were done. And then the innovation beta is very helpful because this is new ground, and this sure. helps Nevada become quite progressive mm-hmm. in being able to not only look after making sure that their consumers are protected, which is a key job of regulation, but also so that you can be progressive in innovation
sure.
mm-hmm. While remaining safe. So I think it's a great program. We're happy to participate and be a trailblazer in this program, and so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Now, New Jersey has a program like this, too. I know Konami's been active in that program as well. I remember mm-hmm. being at Harrah's in Atlantic City a few years ago when you did the larger slot machine.
Titan 360.
Titan, that's what it was, right?
New Jersey first, yes.
So, is New Jersey helping along to get the Frogger game and similar skill games into that state?
I think so. I think mm-hmm. you look at some of the competition. We've chosen to go local first because of you know, some of the new advancements and the focus in
right.
Nevada. But in New Jersey, I've noticed that other companies have had the opportunity to do the same thing.
Right.
And we're in the process of moving our skill-based games into that market
okay,
as well.
Great. Let's talk about the Synchro system. You know, you've made some advancements to that with bonusing and tournament elements.
Mm-hmm.
How is that playing out for your customers?
Oh, people are loving our True Time tournaments. Mm-hmm. And in addition to being able to have on-demand tournaments, which is where the players can choose to play the tournaments that mm-hmm. they've got entries for on their own, we do have the ability to run synchronized tournaments as well. And through our True Time windowing product, we're able to have a picture-in-picture on the screen to be able to access that control panel and execute it on any of the games that have that feature.
Now, explain that a little more. The tournament element. They can play a tournament at any time on any machine.
At any machine that's True Time windowing enabled.
Okay.
So for example, when you're playing, mm-hmm. You earn a certain amount of points in the day. You gain a tournament entry.
Right.
Those tournament entries can rack up,
mm-hmm.
and then you can then go into your account and start playing them one at a time whenever you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So from a casino's operation, you're not taking games out of play for
right.
a specific tournament area.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can say that this game is tournament enable, players play, earn a number of entries, and as an ex-casino marketer, it's great to give away entries after
sure,
entries.
Right, yeah.
It don't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play the tournament, and then they come in and they get their score, and we can match the leaderboard of the leaderboard throughout the venue,
mm-hmm.
and then whoever gets the highest score during the tournament period gets awarded as the victor.
Okay.
So it's really an opportunity for players to play the tournament when they want to. Sometimes they can play, you know, earn an entry, play the tournament, then go back and start earning, or earn, and then play 10 entries
mm-hmm.
in a row if they so desire. So it's at the leisure of the player for that. So.
Okay. So it's something that's more exciting for them. It's just than just playing a regular slot machine. They can earn these points and then, well, I'm going to play a tournament.
Yeah, it's a value
yeah.
add for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we still offer the synchronized start. So
sure.
you can create an area of games that are enabled with the synchronized start and then do the whole countdown and everything else like that and have a bit of fun there. But really, the difference is the on-demand tournament.
Okay. So last year you introduced some arcade style offerings based on the pachinko genesis of your company. How has that product group been playing out so far?
Well, we're in the process of working out on a product called Beat Square. You
mm-hmm.
saw that last year
right.
at G2E, and that was the game that was musically inclined, had a button panel where people
mm-hmm.
were beating to the rhythm using their hands, almost as a way of playing whack-a-mole
okay.
with
mm-hmm.
music.
Right.
And so that's a product that's been under development, and we're looking at moving that into testing and hopefully taking advantage of some of the regulatory opportunities there as well.
Okay.
So.
And where would you like to introduce that first? In this country or?
We've got an idea to look here.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot with the skill-based regulations
sure.
that are
mm-hmm.
in Nevada. That
right.
that makes it a market that's interesting to us to be able to launch that type of technology.
Okay. So you've got the multi-station series too, the Fortune Cup horse racing game. Has that caught on yet, or do people understand how that is played?
Yeah, there's a great amount of demand for Fortune Cup,
mm-hmm.
and again, that's one of those things that we are in the process of making sure that we have all of the elements right.
Right.
We're known for our quality and reliability,
mm-hmm.
so when we bring out new products like Fortune Cup, like Frogger, like Beat Square, we want to make sure that we've got everything right and tested through. With regards to the Fortune Cup product, that is a product that has been running in Japan for 20 plus 30 years, And what we want to make sure is that when we bring it to the U.S., it has that same quality and has that same reliability that we have when we're running in the Japanese arcades.
So I see. Okay.
We're putting that through its tests, and we also have a math engine that we have to build for it as well, or that
right.
we had to build for it. And then that gets submitted and all that. So we're pretty happy with the progress that we've made, and the demand is there. So you should see it pretty soon.
Yeah. So are there other products coming out of that series?
You might see some things at G2E, but we're pretty full on what we're doing. There's a lot of good stuff coming out right now.
It sounds like it for sure.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
Okay, so, you know, aside from you know, a few ventures, Konami hasn't really participated in the entertainment brand and licensed participation games. Is that strategy still intact, or are you going to venture out into that a little bit further now?
Well, we have in the past with Dungeons
right.
and Dragons
sure.
and
yeah.
with Rock Around the Clock, and our own brands of Frogger right. and Castlevania are our licensed brand as
mm-hmm.
well. I think you have to look at what we do best and what we're unique to the industry. We're unique to the industry because of our heritage and history with
mm-hmm.
video games
right.
and with that entertainment and with that amusement aspect. So rather than going out and focusing on new things,
mm-hmm.
we're going out and taking advantage of what is in our DNA and building products that we know work and
right.
adapting them for the gaming industry and innovating in areas that well, most people are concerned about right now, and
mm-hmm.
that is attracting millennials and
sure.
building a more amusement-oriented space. So that's a different approach than
right.
going out and spending lots of money on licenses. That doesn't mean that if the right license comes along,
right.
we don't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now with Beat Square, with Fortune Cup, and with the Castlevania and our new cabinet set, we've got a lot of products to offer the
sure.
industry to do something a little bit different. In areas that we think are going to make a difference and drive incremental revenue for our casino customers.
Okay, but you don't go into these things unless you have a high level of confidence that they're going to work. I mean, the games you mentioned all have a history.
Yeah, you've got to have a history. It's got to be a brand that
right.
necessarily resonates. It's not a matter of just painting symbols of the picture du jour.
Sure, right.
I mean, we take pride that our games are high performers
mm-hmm.
and usually stay in the market longer than most,
right?
And that's what we will continue to do. Our core content does extremely well, and some of this new content that we're looking to bring out, we want to nurture that and expand that and call that a new market for
okay.
us.
Great. So I know you know we're going to be talking about G2E in just a few months. Any R&D products that you can give us a little hints about up until now?
We're already talking about G2E.
Yeah,
I
know.
So
yeah.
I think you'll continue to see us expand on the things that we talked about last year. Last year at G2E was a real good year to put a stake in the ground.
Right.
And set, no pun intended, with Castlevania.
Right.
You know, so moving, you'll see that us expanding in that aspect. And you'll see us fleshing out some new and exciting products. I really can't go into too much detail now,
mm-hmm.
but you'll get a lot of more information closer to G2E.
Okay, we'll send Frank Legato out to get
you. He always does such a great job. He does such a great job.
So, you know, 5 years ago when we started working closely with you guys, even a little more than that, I think, you know, Steve Sutherland came, you know, I want a spot on the podium, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you've clearly achieved that spot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
one of the few top competitors in the industry. What are you doing to maintain that position and actually increase your market share?
I think it's the diversification into some of those new market segments, creating
mm-hmm.
that skill-based gaming market segment that appeals to a broader spectrum of customer, like millennials.
Sure.
Looking into some multi-station aspect games. You know, we debuted that Crystal Cyclone machine,
right.
as well as the Fortune Cup, and Titan 360 has been really popular for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at how we nurture the core. We still cannot forget and that the entire business of gaming is to entertain and thrill casino guests. And most of that is done through the core upright or slant products, whether it's two screen or one screen. So nurturing that business to come up with some new innovative titles that will attract players and keep them happy on the gaming floor while we start to nurture these new market segments.
Great. You know, and I just want to wrap it up with give you the chance to talk about your team. I mean, you've got, you know, Steve Sutherland has now been promoted to CEO, which is pretty amazing achievement for a Japanese company to put an American in charge as CEO. You know, Gingoli's been here forever. You've got some great people on your team. What's it like in the corporate culture here that when you're moving forward and really achieving things the way you have in the last few years?
I think the if you look at the stability that Konami has with its executive team and its team within the organization. You've got the same management team that's been in place for 14, 15 years up at the top, people that have had that experience working well together, working with the customers, and that just permeates itself throughout the organization. I'm thrilled to have such a great team that works in the marketing group. We've got some great people that work on the product side. We've got some fantastic people that work on events and marketing, and it's a very complex machine just in my area.
Sure, right.
And then you have to extrapolate that for the entire business. Mm-hmm. And to have someone like Steve Sutherland at the top that's got that vision, there's a reason they picked him to be the CEO. It's because he's got that experience and that vision and can lead the group to greater success and take us to the next level. His involvement and Tom's involvement in getting the company this far has been fantastic. And now with their new roles and their positions, we're really excited to go to that next level. And I think you're seeing Konami emerging into being able to go to that next level with some of the products that we have. And then you go on the R&D side of the area, we have Yuji Taniguchi in charge of in the games area, and then Tom Sukup in systems. These guys are visionaries.
They are.
And
yeah.
You cannot get the products that we have out of the organization without that leadership. So our entire executive group is fantastic, and it just permeates itself all through the organization. And I'm happy to have a great team that helps support the organization.
Great. Well, Steve, thanks for the time. It's great to get together with you, and congratulations again on your taking over of the marketing positions, and we're really looking forward to what you're going to see at G2E, and we'll send Frank over here to get it all on paper.
I look forward to that, Roger. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.